Welcome to Silly Stories for Kids with me, Sam, a podcast where I make up a silly story just for you. If you'd like to be in one of our silly stories, head over to sillystoriesforkids.com. It's always great to meet the families that are listening to our silly stories. Now, do you know what's going to happen in today's adventure? Me either. There's only one way to find out.
Okay, let's go.
One day, a little boy named Lenny woke up. He was laying in his bed thinking about what he was going to do today. He thought, I wonder. He stretched his arms and got ready to get out of bed, and he prepared himself to get into his wheelchair. As he lifted himself across and climbed in, he realised something was a little bit different.
Hey, he called out, has anybody been playing with my wheelchair?
No, called out Luca.
Wasn't me, called out Malu.
Oh, said Lenny. He started wheeling himself out towards the lounge room, and as he did, something felt very different.
I'm sure something's different, he said.
Lenny had a close look and realised there were lots of things that were very different with his wheelchair. It didn't look like his normal chair at all. There were all kinds of strange attachments and things. There was even buttons and a new control panel.
What's going on, he said. Who did all this?
Just then, there was a knock at the door.
I'll get it.
Malu opened the door.
Hello, it is me, Bonigo,
said the man at the door.
Oh, hello, said Malu. Who are you?
I have already said this. I am Bonigo.
Yes, but what are you doing here, said Luca.
Ah, I have been doing some very hard work overnight.
What have you been working on, said Luca.
Haven't you noticed?
Was that you that did all this to my chair, said Lenny.
Ah, yes, said Bonigo. I very much like to make alterations to very special pieces of equipment. Have you tried any of the very special features yet?
Said Bonigo. Special features, said Lenny. What are you talking about?
You will be very, very excited. Okay, so let me show you some of the very cool things.
So Lenny wheeled the chair outside and Bonigo showed him some of the things.
Okay, so, you two over there, do you have skateboards?
Skateboards, said Luca. Hang on. Luca raced inside and came out with two skateboards.
Oh, fantastic, said Bonigo. Okay, so you two hold on to the skateboards, and Lenny, here you go, you press this button.
Okay, said Lenny. Lenny pressed the button, and all of a sudden, something very strange happened to his wheelchair. The wheels got bigger, and the wheelchair started to make a noise. What's going on? Said Lenny. As he was talking, two ropes popped out the back of his wheelchair. Are these for us? Said Malu.
Yes, said Bonigo. Okay, so you hold on to the ropes, and Lenny, you need to drive.
Drive where?
It does not matter, said Bonigo. Let's go.
Okay, said Lenny. Are you guys ready?
Yes, said Malu.
I'm ready, said Luca.
So Lenny turned and got ready to roll. He grabbed onto the wheels.
No, said Bonigo. You do not need to hold onto the wheels, okay? You see this here?
He showed Lenny. Oh, that kind of looks like a steering wheel.
Oh, yes. It is very good. Okay, are you ready?
I guess so, said Lenny.
Okay, press this one here to go, said Bonigo.
Okay, here we go. Lenny pressed the button, and all of a sudden, his wheelchair started blasting off down the road.
Wow!
Called Luca and Malu as they were hanging on with their skateboards behind.
Yippee!
Said Bonigo, who is now sitting on the back of the wheelchair.
Keep driving, Lenny, keep driving.
Oh, okay, said Lenny. Lenny was driving down the road and Luca and Malu were on the back holding onto the rope, skating down the road. They were hitting all kinds of little bumps and jumps and doing tricks in the air as they went.
This is amazing, they yelled.
The people on the street were very surprised to see a little boy in a wheelchair driving down the middle of the road with two other kids at the back riding skateboards.
Oh, okay. Would you like to see the next operation?
Yeah, said Lenny. Let's do it.
Okay, so hang on. I pressed the buttons here.
Bonigo started typing something into the control pad. What are you doing?
Oh, watch this. This is very good. Okay, hold on, you two.
Okay, said Malu and Luca. And as they were holding on, all of a sudden, something popped out the top of Lenny's wheelchair.
Lenny's wheelchair now had a propeller popping up out the top. It turned it into a mini helicopter.
Okay, hold these control sticks and now you are in control, said Benigo.
Lenny grabbed hold of the control sticks and started zooming around through the sky.
Ah! Screamed Luca and Marlo.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, wait.
Benigo pressed some more buttons on the control panel and as he did, out the back popped two parachutes at the end of the rope. Luca and Marlo were now floating behind the helicopter with their parachutes holding them up in the air.
Wahoo! They yelled, this is the best!
The helicopter zoomed through the sky and Lenny zoomed them all over the place. As they were flying, some ducks came flying past. They were very confused seeing a little boy in a flying wheelchair with two kids on the back connected to parachutes and sailing through the sky. All the kids waved at the ducks and the ducks turned.
Quack, quack,
they said as they flew past. Hi, duckies, said Lenny. The helicopter continued to fly all the way until they were over the top of some water.
Okay, it is time for the next operation, said Benigo.
Oh, okay, said Lenny. What's next?
Okay, we need to get very close to the water. Okay, you dip it down as far as you can.
Okay, said Lenny. He dipped the helicopter all the way down until they were just above the water.
Okay, now hang on, hold this, he said to Lenny,
and handed Lenny a new steering wheel.
This isn't even connected, said Lenny.
Oh, hang on.
Benigo grabbed the steering wheel and attached it to the front of the wheelchair.
Okay, we are ready waiting. Okay, I pressed the buttons.
Benigo started pressing more buttons on Lenny's wheelchair, and as he did, the helicopter propeller dropped off the top, and the wheelchair plummeted into the water.
We're sinking! Yelled Lenny.
Hang on, hang on.
Benigo started pressing more buttons as the parachutes came closer and closer to the water until Marlo and Luca were also in the water.
I'm all wet, yelled out Marlo.
Me too, said Luca.
Just wait, said Benigo.
Benigo threw out two planks to the kids.
Stand on these, he said.
Oh, okay. So Marlo and Luca stood on the planks, holding onto the ropes. Then, all of a sudden, the wheelchair popped a propeller out the back and some inflation around the sides. Benigo, have you turned us into a boat?
Ho-ho, it is time to do some wakeboarding, said Benigo.
Hooray, said the kids.
So Luca and Marlo held onto the ropes and Lenny started taking off on the water. The boat took off and the kids were getting charged through the water.
Yahoo,
they yelled as they wakeboarded from side to side, bouncing over the wake and doing tricks. Lenny was laughing and smiling, watching his siblings jump around and have so much fun.
Do a very quick turn, said Benigo, and see what happens.
Okay, said Lenny. He turned the wheelchair as hard as he could.
Wow!
Luca and Marlo went flying off to the sides
and fell off their boards. Wow!
They skimmed across the water until they stopped. Lenny drove the wheelchair around to where they were. They said,
wow, that was crazy. What's next?
Okay, said Benigo. Everybody needs to climb onto the wheelchair boat.
Okay, said Luca.
Okay, said Marlo.
So they climbed on and they all held on to Lenny's wheelchair. Then Benigo started pressing more buttons on the control panel. And as he did, walls formed around all of them until they were completely encased in... Are we a submarine? Said Lenny.
Oh-ho,
said Benigo.
Let us see what is at the bottom of this ocean.
Okay, said Lenny. So Lenny controlled the submarine and took them down, down, down until they were deep underwater. There were giant fish and octopus swimming around everywhere. And then Lenny saw it.
How strong is this submarine? He said.
Oh, it is very strong. Why is that? Said Benigo.
Because is that... It's a great white shark!
Yelled Luca and Marlo.
Uh-oh. I'm not sure it is that strong, said Benigo.
The shark swam over towards the submarine and started to bump into it.
Bump. Bump.
I think he's just checking us out, said Lenny. Stay very still. Then it opened its giant mouth and tried to take a bite out of the side of the submarine.
Kank, kank, kank. Quick, get us out of here,
yelled Luca and Marlo.
Okay, said Lenny, let's go.
Yes, move very quickly because I am starting to get a little bit wet.
What? Said Lenny.
I think my submarine is leaking,
said Benigo. Quick! So Lenny quickly controlled the submarine and drove them all straight towards the surface. The great white shark was chasing along behind, trying to bite. Go faster, Lenny, go faster! The great white shark was getting closer and closer and closer.
Hang on, wait 1 second, I've got this,
said Benigo. He started pressing more buttons on the control panel and tinkering with all kinds of things until... Rocket boosters popped out the back of the submarine and blasted the kids all the way to the surface and out of the surface and through the sky. The people of the town were very confused as they saw a flying rocket-powered submarine zooming through the sky being chased by a great white shark that was hanging onto a rope that was hanging out the back of the submarine. The kids were flying through the sky and sailing back towards the ground with the shark still in tail. What do we do now? Yelled Lenny.
Hang on, said Bonigo. One more second.
He pressed lots of buttons very, very quickly, but I don't think he pressed the right combination because all of a sudden some wings and tires and skis and all kinds of things appeared on Lenny's wheelchair.
Uh-oh, said Bonigo. Try and fly the flying truck wing plane skimobile.
What? Said Lenny. He took control of whatever kind of steering wheel had appeared in front of him and tried to control the thing, but this was not designed for clear flight. It wobbled and zoomed through the air at all kinds of different angles.
I'm gonna be sick, yelled Luca.
Me too, yelled Malu.
Hang on, I think I can hold it, said Lenny.
He held onto the steering wheel and guided it down towards the ground. It stopped. The kids climbed out of the submarine to see what had happened. They looked around and there was the great white shark on the ground next to them.
We need to get that guy back to the ocean, said Luca.
Yeah, said Lenny, but how are we going to do it?
Benigo, said Malu.
Yes?
Can you make some kind of scoop so that we can pick up this shark and take it back to the ocean?
Oh, okay, hang on.
Benigo started pressing more buttons on the control panel and fiddling with all kinds of things until Lenny's wheelchair turned into a bulldozer.
Okay, use the front bucket. Okay, I think we better be getting home. I'm not sure how much more battery this wheelchair will have.
Oh, okay, let's get going. So Lenny started driving them all back towards home. Can you turn this into something a little bit faster, said Lenny.
Hang on, said Benigo. One last modification.
So Benigo started pressing a few more buttons and changing a couple things, until Lenny's wheelchair turned into a monster truck.
Ho ho, said Benigo. We can go fast and we can go big and bumpy.
Can I have a turn at driving, said Malu.
Sure, said Lenny. So Malu took control of the monster truck and started driving it back towards home, driving over all kinds of things. They were crushing rubbish bins and letterboxes and all kinds of things.
Malu, watch where you're driving. I can't help it. This thing's too big.
Let me have a turn, said Luca.
Okay. So Luca took control of the monster truck.
Man, this thing's big. Look out,
he yelled to a kid in the middle of the road. The kid dove and ducked down low and rolled straight through the middle underneath the monster truck.
This thing's dangerous. Lenny, maybe you should drive.
Okay, said Lenny. So Lenny took control of the monster truck once more and carefully drove them all the way back home. As they got towards the driveway, the monster truck started to fold up and disappear. And all of a sudden, Lenny was left back with his normal wheelchair. He grabbed hold of the wheels once more and wheeled himself back up towards the door. It was fun having a crazy wheelchair, but I'm kind of glad to have my normal one back. It's a little bit less dangerous.
Yeah, agreed Luca.
Definitely, agreed Marlo. As the kids went back towards the front door, their dad was there waiting.
Where have you kids been? He said.
Well, said Lenny, I don't think you'd believe us, even if we told you. And that is the end of the story.
This episode is brought to you by Bonigo Submarine 2.0, now 100% shockproof. We hope that you have been enjoying the silly stories for kids. And if you would like to support the podcast, head over to our website www.sillystoriesforkids.com. We hope that you will share this podcast with one of your friends. This has been me, Bonigo.
And me, Sam. We'll see you soon.